所以你现在可以分辨，就只是心，它心所不一样，和色法不一样吗？
不一样。
不一样，你可以分辨吗？
可以啊。
Yuan said she could not tell the difference, and Lily said yes. I think Yuan means directly experience the difference of Chittasika and Chitta. 你不能分辨心跟心所不一样吗？
分辨不出来。
I cannot tell the difference between Chitta and Chittasika.
Okay. Chitta cannot feel.
心不能够去感受。
Cannot remember.
心不会去记住。
Cannot like.
他不会贪爱喜欢。
What it can is only experiences and object and falls away. For example, seeing is conditioned to arise just to see, nothing else.
心就只能去经验知道一个所缘而已，比如眼识，他就只能去看一个色尘而已。
Are these different?
这两个不一样，有没有一样？
不一样。
Different.
How do you know?
你怎么知道不一样？
It's the citta which experiences different object. It knows that this is yellow. No idea at all. Just experience that. And next moment, it experiences this. That's why we can tell or see the difference between this and this because of citta experiences different things at different moment.
你知道它两个不一样，是心在不同的时刻经验这两个不同的对象，对。可是心只是去经验，但是你看到黄色怎么别的色，但是别的心所在记忆这个颜色是什么？心不会去记。
心不会去记忆是吗？
心不是去记忆，记忆是祥蕴。
哦，
它只是经验。
心只会去看到，看只是看。然后
is this different from this?
花跟这个盘子有没有不同？
How do you know?
你怎么知道不同？
If citta does not experience this, just this, and citta experience that, just that. So citta is the chief, the leader of the experiencing. It does not perform any other function. That's why when we talk about citta and chittasika, we can say there are 52 chittasikas and one citta. So the namas are 53. One citta and the 52 chittasikas are namas.
当我们说我们把法分成明法跟色法的时候，有一种分类法是心所是52种。那心我就不分类成细的，我就是反正心就是心就是一种，它就是去知道而已，不管它是眼识耳识，它就是去知道啊。我只是在眼根的心，我叫做眼识；在耳根的心，我叫做耳识。但它就是心。
我有点糊涂。
She said, "I'm a little bit confused."
The leader in experiencing the object at each moment is citta. So we can say this is citta is one kind of nama. Namas include cittas and chetasikas, and there are 52 different.Chittasikas. So in this way we can say there are 53 namas, nama dhammas, citta and 52 chittasikas. They don't all arise at the same time, but there are 52 different chittasikas that can arise at different moments.
那个就是明法呢，一种分类方式是变成53种，就是心是一种，另外52个就是心所。那这个的分类法的用意只是说，那个主要的经验者就代表一个，那个去经验的就是心，那其他有52种不同的心所在帮助他去经验，就这样而已，就这样而已，没什么，它只是一个分类法而已。那你可以再把心细分成很多类。She's confused because she thought about citta has different kind. So now suddenly citta is only one kind.
But whatever citta arises is just citta. That was the
就是我能说一下我的那个，我说我有一个冒失的疑问哈，就是我们只知道他看见了他哈，眼睛看见了他，然后可能 thinking 又去辨别了他，然后又知道。 可能会有正念升起，也可能没有，就是知道它是不是真实的，就是看到它是真实的，但是这个什么花啊，什么色的花啊，这个都不是真实的，是不是？这个算是了解吗？算是 understanding 吗？还是说我们一定要知道我们整个看的这个过程哪一部分是心，哪一部分是心所，是非要知道的那么清楚吗？
OK, she is confused. Like she said, when I see the two different flowers, and then
one at a time.
Yeah, one at a time. They said see flowers, and then they're thinking about the flowers, and then they said maybe understanding it's not real. It's just flower, just a concept.And then, so her concern is, do I need to know so many details of all the process? Which one is doing what?
What would you like to understand reality?
你想了解法吗？这很简单，想或不想而已，没那么严肃。
当然是想了解呀。
而且想了解。Yes, I want to.
So now, our realities that we talk about in order to understand better that they are different, citta cannot be cittasika.
所以就是像现在我们在解释法，心跟心所有什么不同呢？它不会是相同的，对不对？刚举了不同例子的心所，那心的功能你可以统一叫做一种，因为它的功能就是去经验、去认知一个对象。你从这个角度看，就只有一种。
Is attachment real？
贪爱是不是真的？
是吧
？Yes。
Is aversion real？
嗔恨是不是真的？
是。
Yes.
When it arises with citta. When it does not arise with citta, citta at that moment that it's not attached to anything.
贪爱升起的时候，一定有心，一定是跟心一起升起。如果心升起没有贪爱的话，那一刻的心不会去贪爱任何对象。
Okay. At moment of being attached, it's because of cittasika.Which is attachment arises with citta, so at that moment there cannot be aversion.
在有贪爱的那一刻，一定有贪爱这个心所升起。那一刻同时不会有嗔恨，他们不可能同时升起。
So citta are different because of cittasikas which arise with citta.
所以如果你
makes it different.
因为不同的心所的伴随，所以就出现不同类型的心了。但是心的主要功能是一致的。
So jittas are different by many ways, by the object it experiences, visible object, or it experiences the sound, different jitta.
我们会有一些分类，在眼根出现的心叫做眼识，在耳根出现的心叫耳识，他们经验不同的对象。眼识不能经验声音，但是他们的共同特征功能都是去经验。
That's why we learn more that actually there's no self at all. They are this or that reality, citta or cittasika. How many cittasikas are wholesome, and how many are unwholesome or neutral?
所以知道这个的目的是知道没有我，只是不同的法在执行不同的功能，对不对？不是我在看，是心眼识在看。
So.Before hearing the teachings, do you know yourself? After hearing the teachings, do you know about it? As no self, not
yes.
me.
Yeah.
我们在没有听闻佛法之前，我们并不知道无我。那现在我们听到无我了。
And the more understanding of reality is, there is less and less attachment to the idea of self until it's completely, absolutely eradicated.
但是我们虽然听到无我了，可是这我的概念还是很深哦，必须随着智慧的累积增进才有可能最后根除。在那之前我的概念还会在，可是它会稍微变少变弱。
Can the idea of self be eradicated in 3 months?
有没有我们现在可以在3个月内根除邪见吗？有我的概念吗？
Impossible. Who knows?
不可能。那谁知道不可能？那是什么知道不可能？ Panya knows it's impossible.
Right, right. Is Panya you?
智慧知道不可能，那智慧是你吗？
See, we learn to understand a little better of no self until it directly experience whatever appears now as it is not self.
所以我们逐步逐渐地在了解无我，一直到我们真的直接只有经验，只有法而已。
And at the moment of having that directly is awareness, sati.
在直接经验法的那一刻，就有所谓的正念，那是最高层次的觉知。
Know you.Without intellectual understanding, can there be conditions for sati to arise to be directly aware of reality right now?
在没有理智的坚定的了解之前，有可能直接让正念升起经验法吗？
See, this is understanding, not you.
所以去了解这件事情的不是你，是智慧。
It understands reality as it is, as not self.
智慧，他能够了解法，就只是法，不是我。
Would you like to have more awareness, or awareness arise now?
你现在想不想有多一点觉知
？So what? Would you like to have awareness right now?
你现在要不要？你现在想不想要觉知 ？Yes, I want to have more awareness.
So what is that want?
那个想要是什么？
想要是贪。
Lily says, "Loba."
Loba.
The want is loba.
Want is loba.
That's what Lily answered.
Okay.、Yeah. What is loba?
那什么是贪？
贪一定是有个我嘛。那你想要就表示，那本来就无我。那无我的话，它是不可以控制啊。所以你不可以去说我想要。
没有。他说贪是什么？
贪就是想要啊。我嘛。
Loba is wanting.
Okay, but there are four absolute realities. What are they? Come back to realities. No one. There are how many realities? Citta and what else? Citta is one.
它是一个心锁。
You understand citta now? No doubt about it anymore. Citta. Now experience an object. And cetasika, that which arises, different characteristics.Lopa cannot, attachment cannot be aversion, different ones. Cetasika, not citta. Because citta arises just to experience what is seen, what is heard, sound, smell, taste. So it's not cetasika, it's not any cetasika. Because it's a chief of experiencing. It knows, it experiences, no word yet, but it's the object of that which experiences it. See, that is citta.But cetasikas arise with citta, many cetasikas, different cetasikas, altogether 52 cetasikas. Want is one cetasika, because it's not citta. It does not arise with every citta. It has the characteristic of being attached.
贪爱是心所，贪爱不是心。老师刚刚又强调了一次，心是去那个去经验的，所以很清楚了吗？对心没有疑问了吗？可是心不是心所，对不对？心所也不是心。那贪爱是心所的一种。那贪爱如果没有跟心升起的时候，会不会有贪爱？
不会。
OK.
No.
Even they arise together, they are not the same one. Different ones is different from one another.
即使他们一起升起，他们也是不一样的、啊。心也不会变成贪爱，贪爱也不会变成心啊。
嗯。
So can aversion and attachment arise together?
那贪爱跟嗔恨能不能同时升起？能不能又爱又恨？
应该是不可以同时。
No, it should not.
So citta experiences this with attachment one moment, and citta experiences this another moment, whether there is aversion of whatever is there, cetasika, which is not attachment.So we have different name for each cetasika、mm-hmm. to differentiate different characteristics.
因为每一刻的心在经验不同的对象的时候，有时候有贪爱，有时候嗔恨，它是不同的，不同的时刻，贪爱跟嗔恨不能一起升起。其他人可以接受吗？为什么不能一起升起？
可是它只是一个单独的行动而已，不是吗？
那心至少七个心所伴随，
七个心，
至少，
就是它只能够一次一个， 是不是这样子？
The question is about why Loba and Dosa could not arise together. And Susan's answer is because
at moment of like, is it like or dislike?
在你贪爱的那一刻，你是贪爱这个对象还是嗔恨这个对象？
贪爱就是只有一个，就是贪爱，就是贪爱。憎恨就是憎恨，它不能够同时的进行，不是这样子吗？
So she think naturally it should not be together because when you like it's like, when you dislike it's dislike.
Never together.
我有个问题，就是我们能够观察到心跟心所的这个升起的这个过程吗？
你说可能不能观察到是不是？
对。
Can we really observe the arising and falling away of citta and cetasika?
You.
是你吗？是你观察吗？
心。
You.
She said citta.
You. Not understanding. No understanding. Wrong understanding. Can it understand what appears now as it is?
智慧，不是你。有一天智慧够高，它可以看得到。心跟心所的生灭。
Whenever there is the idea of I or something permanent, at that moment there is avijja or moha, ignorance. It cannot understand the truth of it. That's why it conditions attachment or aversion or whatever from not understand the truth of it as only very short what appears and never to return at all in samsara.
每当有一个每当有一个恒常的这个想法的时候，那个东西是恒常的，其实就表示无明是在的，因为无明在，它会让贪爱嗔恨升起。
So it cannot be taken for I. So when there is the mistake, then it's wrong. So when there is understanding, it's wrong. It can know that it cannot stay at all. At moment of hearing, actually.There must be no seeing, and the object which is seen. This is the truth, the absolute truth.
绝对的真相就是，这个心心所设法呢，是智慧可以去了解的。他会了解到，在听的那一刻是不可能有看的。智慧会真的了解到法的生命，但是不是你。
That's why we have the truth and the absolute truth.
所以有所谓的表面实相跟。究竟实相，对。
And whenever it's the idea of observing, usually the idea of I is there, I who can observe, because awareness doesn't observe, it's just aware. Panya doesn't observe, it understands. Citta doesn't observe, it just experiences its object. So observe is like trying to catch reality with the idea of I.So it's wrong understanding all the way.
所以当有一个我在观察的时候呢，其实当你有一个观察的这个念头的时候，其实就是一个我在那里了。因为觉知只是去觉知，智慧只是去了解，心只是去经验，没有这些人，这些都不做观察，这些各自有功能。观察是我就跑进来，在我在看呢。
Lily, do you feel relaxed when you listen to more about Dharma's as anatta?
Yes.
Okay. 当你越讨论法，变法是无我的时候，你会更放松吗？
那不是我在放松，它就是那个。
It's not I who is released, relaxed.
Exactly.、
Yeah.
And is relaxed? What kind of dharma is it?
当你说放松的时候，那个时候是什么法？
平静。
Calmness. Calmness.
What about if you go outside and walk in the quiet forest? Do you feel relaxed then? Is there calmness then?
你在一个很漂亮的森林里面走路的时候，你也很放松，那个时候是平静吗？
也是一种平静，但是它的假如那个条件失去的话，可能就不是了。
条件是什么？
就是假如不是那个森林，我会。
It's another kind of calmness because of the forest, walking in the forest.
What is the difference between that calmness and the calmness when you hear about dhammas?
那个时候你说是另外一种平静，它跟了解佛法智慧的时候的伴随的平静有什么不一样？
一个是了解真正的无我，一个就是还有我的那种，只是一个感受上的平静。
你说是在森林里面是不是？
嗯，
是感受上的平静。
嗯
，The walking in the forest is a feeling, feel calmness. It's a type of feeling, feel calmness.
Is feeling we said before vedana, is feeling the same as calmness?
感受跟平静有没有一样？
没有一样。
Different.
Because we said feeling can be pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. So at that moment of feeling calm in the forest, what kind of feeling is there?
所以当你说我感到平静的时候，那个时候的我感觉到平静，那时候是什么感觉？
是什么感觉啊？是品质还是说本质？
愉快不愉快？中性。
哦、就是中性的。
Neutral feeling.
And so often we talk about being relaxed or being calm, but usually what we're just talking about is just liking and pleasant feeling, so more attachment. And even now when we're listening to dharmas, if it's kusala citta, it's calm at that moment, but when there's confusion or not understanding or doubt at this moment...No calm at those moments. So it's just for a moment with kusala cittas only. So all day we take what is unwholesome for being wholesome most of the time.
首先平静跟觉知一样，它只会在善的时候善心升起哦。所以当我们一天之中常常感到放松的时候，在森林里面感到很愉快的，觉得平静，其实那个是非常细微的愉快感，那个时候是伴随贪爱的。
对，
当然也不能说你完全不可能有善的一刻啦，但是能不能分辨得出来，我们是不是常常把不善当成是善的
？Or we assume whenever there's pleasant feeling that there is calmness, but usually when there's pleasant feeling, it's with attachment.
当我们觉得很轻松、很愉快的时候，我们都以为我们很平静、很祥和，事实上，它是贪爱。
So if there's no awareness or no understanding now, no one can know, nothing can know whether it's real calmness and relaxation or whether it's just pleasant feeling with attachment. So anything has to be understood by panya and only sati can be aware at this moment. Otherwise we just think aboutpleasant feeling and feeling so relaxed, but actually nothing is known.
那么是谁在分辨它是不善的愉悦还是真的善的平静？只有智慧可以分得出来。
我现在就可以体悟到，以前我就是这样子，那后来发现真的是一种贪爱。那听到那个阿将讲这些，我觉得是跟那个不一样的，因为那是对法真实的了解。那了解到，哎，我在一个状态，就是刚刚 Sarah 讲的，确实是贪爱这样的了解。
Yeah, I agree with you that akusala is a pleasant feeling with attachment.
Can we just understand very little? Can understand very little about akusala?
我们来谈一谈。来了解一下什么叫不善。
From hearing and from considering in the beginning, like when there is no understanding, is it kusala or akusala?
没有智慧的时候是善还是不善呢？
没有这个不善。
Akusala.
So we can learn little by little from moment to moment. Is it citta or cittasika?
Cittasika.
What cittasika?
不善
Just consider, then the answer is there.
不善
不善的时候，你说有心所不善，那是什么？什么？比如说什么？
贪爱
啊，罗巴。
Moha is there, not understanding, not know the characteristic of what appears, with or without attachment. See, attachment is not moha. Just learn to see the difference.
老师说的时候，不善一定有无明，不一定会有贪爱，但是一定有无明。无明跟贪爱是不同的心所。
啊，我的无明。
So ignorance arises with all akusala citta, no matter it is attachment or aversion.
所以只要是不善心，就一定有无明，不管是贪或嗔或没有贪嗔，也是痴。
就是说，当你不善的时候，其实基本上是痴，是不是？
不善的时候，不善可以是贪嗔啊。
贪嗔，但是痴呢
？So when we say akusala, does that mean, there's no？ 你在说什么？
痴痴，贪嗔痴，痴是什么状态？是痴，就是说贪嗔它是心所，好，不善心嘛，就是因为有贪或嗔。那又说到无明，无明是以痴来代表整个的痴，那个贪嗔的，可以这样子说吗？痴就是无明，痴是无明吗？
不善一定有无明，不一定有贪嗔，有贪嗔的时候一定有无明。
那痴，我要问说痴是吗？
痴就是无明啊。
对啊，我刚刚讲说痴是不是就是无明？
哦、oh, ，OK， the question is。It's moha avijja.
The same,、yeah. different name, different word.
Okay, different word. Also in Chinese,、right? It's 同一个字，同一个字啊。
But we don't have to mind too much about the name or the word. That which cannot understand,、is moha.
Moha,
就是那个掩盖实相是什么的这个心所，就是无明嘛，就是痴。
But it cannot arise with kusala.Moment, see.
善的时候不会有无明。
More to, much more to learn the details of realities right now, as not self. Otherwise, there must be the idea of self from now on and then, almost every moment.
这一刻什么样的法，其实很多细节，但是他们都不是我。OK， 他们都是无我的。
请问阿姜是说，我们现在一直了解现在有什么，一直到说我们要往生那一刻，不管你就是没有成就的人，他对这一刻的了解，假如说没有达到，他因为是不可控制，你的念是怎么样？那是说他同样在面对死亡这一刻，一样是看你升起的是什么，然后就面对这个实相。
你说有学过佛法还是没学过佛法？
就是像我们这样子，
在死的时候，然后就是去提醒自己要看到法的生灭。
不是，就是说他也是像这样啊，这样讲说，是不是也是一样说，当下是有什么
？So when people like we are discussing Dharma, when we are dying, when we are at the moment of death, do we remind ourselves understanding the realities now?
It seems like there is no idea of thinking about the self at all, but after seeing, the citta arises and falls with three moments. The idea of self is there. Mm-hmm. Now, three moments after seeing. So, there is I all the time, but it's not known.
Mm-hmm. 好像你已经觉得自己没有我的概念了。可是事实上在演示之后三个心之后的塑形心就立刻有我的概念的存在我肉就在那里了、